All right, we have Young Kai here. Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV Station. It's going to air in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and today here after my Summer Bash 2012, of course. How are you doing, Ms. Young Kai?
How you doing, Derek? I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Exclusive interview, of course. I always promise you're always welcome back, of course. This is the second time interviewing you.
Last time, when I first met you, I was in Atlanta doing the show.
Right, Atlanta, Georgia, of course. Stone Mountain, Georgia, to be exact. So tell me about what have you done since? That's actually 1 year ago, to be almost exact. Actually, exactly in 4 days. It was last July 4th. Right.
Yeah. I was actually on a tour. I was on an all-female rap tour. And after that, I've been doing shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to keep it positive. I've been doing some shows, and I have a really important show coming up, like, in September. It's not up until September, but it's all about, like, anti-bullying, you know, because it's been a real serious situation lately, like, you know, like, a lot of people committing suicide.
Yeah, but you're talking about bullying on my show, of course. We had another artist at this event talking about bullying, of course. Were you a victim of bullying, or did you get bullied?
I was a victim of bullying, you know, when I was growing up in middle school. I wasn't like the other kids, you know. I was different, like, I didn't dress, you know, like, how, you know, like, in trend. Like, I wasn't up into trend. Like, I was just, like, pretty much a tomboy. Like, I just wanted to have fun. Like, I didn't care about fashion. I didn't know anything about fashion. So because of that, you know, I was yeah, people, you know, I've been called names and all that. So, yeah, I feel like it's a need for me to be a part of, you know, events that it's about anti-bullying.
So tell me, what is this event?
It's going to be in Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. I've never been to Mississippi.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, it's a pride event. I've been doing a lot of, like, pride concerts. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what better show, you know, than to actually do an event for your people, for the gay community.
What else, too? You got voted number one raffle recently?
I guess. I've been known as the new artist. It's great. Like, I came from doing mainstream, introducing myself to the community. So I feel like, you know, if I'm gonna do this, I want to represent myself, you know, to the community and you know, doing something positive. Like, I'm going to, you know, it's going to help other people. You know?
Awesome. And so where can people find your information again?
Oh, I have an official website called IamYoungKai.com. The reason why it's called I Am Young Kai is because this is like a side of me, like a more personal side of me. Like, I went from K-Star to being Young Kai, so that's why I decided to call it I Am Young Kai. If you want to get to know the new me, the new mixtape, everything you want to know about, you know, my personal side and everything that, you know, I was going through, you want to go to IamYoungKai.com.
Awesome, and hopefully we'll play new songs from your CD. What new song can we play, do you think?
We got Popularity.
New song?
Yeah, it's a new record, and I actually have a video on it coming really soon.
YouTube?
Yeah, what I'm going to be on, all the sites that supporting me, the bloggers, and just everyone there that's showing love and support.
Well, thank you very much, Young Kai, for joining me.
Thank you, Derek, for having me on the show. Well, I had a great time on stage.
Anytime you want to be on the show, you're more than welcome to us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Houston. We have a problem. The Ravers are getting psycho here. Get what you want, take what you need, praying to God, don't have to bleed, to prove my love to you before the morning, and doing things to you because you want me. I've been searching for so long.
DerekShapiroShow.com live. And of course, that was Bari, of course, with iRobot. Actually, okay, so we heard Bari the Local. That was the fifth song for the month of June. We heard Love This Girl, T.I. That was number four song for the month of June. iRobot was number third song. Now we have some shout outs, but before we get to the shout outs, yeah. Thank you for tuning me in. Thank you for watching. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. We have John Alora Wright from General Hospital. Alora Wright plays Carly Corinthos Jacks coming up. Yeah. But before I'll play, I'll give you a shout out right before the Carly interview, okay? I'm on Facebook right now, so I promise I'm going to give you a shout out right before the Carly interview. All you guys, I'm texting right now, so please stay tuned. We'll do the North Shore Pride roller. Perform of the North Shore LGBT community, North Shore Pride. And let me ask you a question before I play this. We're talking about this off the air, when people can see us talking. Chick-fil-A, I just read, you know, on Yahoo, doesn't support gay marriage. Do you support gay marriage? Why or why not?
I do not.
Why not?
I do not. but I don't have any further comment.
Okay. but why not, though? Well, I just want to know, why not? Why don't you support it if your friends are gay or lesbian? Because I'm perfectly straight, too.
Because one person's belief doesn't necessarily always align with your beliefs.
All right, come on to this, okay? If you have any, you know, calls, call me. 678-760-1235. 678-760-1235. We'll give some shout-outs right before the John and Laura interview, of course. Here's an All-Star Pride, then Do You Feel It by Roll, a live version. Then we'll play Andy Grammer, of course, the number two song for the month of June, okay? Then we'll come back before the John and Laura Wright interview, of course. Here, Lose Out the Derek Shapiro Show, DerekShapiroShow.com.
Bring your puff over here, mommy CD, honey CD. But anyway, you guys enjoy yourself, most of the time.
Oh. Yeah.
You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class type begging you please to stay with him for worse, for better. But I'm staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. I'm just saying it's fine by me if you never leave and we can live like this forever. It's fine by me. In the past I would try hard to commit to a girl, wouldn't get too far. It always somehow seemed to fall apart. But with you I could see what I need. I could dream realistically and knew that this was different from the start.
So the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 75. And I want to give a shout out to my parents. My parents are in Atlantic City. Can we be that? Well, going out different places. I want to call my Rola. You know, she's been with me since day one, of course. Episode one, of course, in Rhode Island. But she's at a hockey game, I guess street hockey game with my kids. My parents, my mom brought out to me today. She called me from Atlantic City. And I was working in like Athens area, you know, John? And she says, today's your son's half year birthday. You know what I'm saying? But it's his birthday, January 19th, of course. And you share the same birthday with my daughter, London, of course.
Yes,
you know
I
that?
Do.
Yes. And, you know, I miss them. You know, me being on the road, of course, you know, 1,000 miles away from them. You know what I'm saying? But next week or so, I'll be back home, you know? So it feels good. Well, let me give a shout out before we get to the John and Laura Wright interview. Laura Wright, of course. Oh, yeah. We have another thing over here. Peter just added it. If you can add the other page, the mixes. Okay, the mix is going to become. Play the mixes right before the John Laura interview, and I'll tell you why. But first, let me give a shout out to DJ DJ Travisco or Treviso. Give a shout out to him. Give a shout out to Lisa Lyrical Assassin, of course. Let's see, of course. I want to give a shout out to Tina Petraca, or Patricia. Tenille Love, of course, in Rhode Island, of course. Cindy Pelletier, I want to give a shout out to. Give a shout out to Ala Pone, of course. Pone from Fed Hill. Give a shout out to Kelly Lynn Thurber. Give a shout out to Netta Gay. Give a shout out to Maria Gemma Corelli. And give a shout out to Patrick Perry, of course. In Rhode Island, of course. So a lot of people, of course, tuning in. Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show. And, of course, this next mix, of course, will have a mix of the of a Laura Wright playing Carly Corinthos Jax. She's been playing that for years. She plays the mob's wife on the show, or mob's girlfriend now on the show, okay? Connected to the mob in General Hospital. Her and her husband owns a wine vineyard in Rhode Island. My daughter helps me interview her. London Shapiro, of course. Can you believe that, John? Yes. And by the way, in that biker benefit thing, my son was in the background, I think. River, I think. I think he was in the background for one of them. Anyway, so, but we're going to take a clip of Laura Wright playing Carly, then the mixes of different singers who's alumni of the General Hospital, like Jack Wagner, Rick Springfield, and Ricky Martin, all was on General Hospital. Did you know that Ricky Martin was on General Hospital?
No, I didn't.
And you know Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl?
No.
You know Jesse's Girl?
Yes.
Yes. And you know Jack Wagner? All I Need.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the 80s song. They're all alumni of General Hospital. So here's John and Laura Wright. Then we'll come back after the interview and then the shout out, of course, with the last song for the month of July here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, DerekShapiroShow.com.
Is that where you're going to have a quickie with Johnny, your new boy toy? What's in the bag? Props? Maybe you should use handcuffs so Johnny doesn't run away. Oh, Johnny's been running all right.
All right, here on the Derek. Hello, I'm here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. We don't have Luke and Laura, but we have John and Laura. How you doing, guys?
Yeah.
So of course, owner of Standing Sun Wines, and of course, Laura Wright, of course, plays Carly. Of course, Corinthos Jax on General Hospital, huh?
That's right.
So you're multitasking, huh?
What's the what?
You multitask.
Yeah, definitely we multitask.
So tell me, you started Standing Suns as a hobby, huh?
Yeah, it definitely started out as a hobby of 100 cases in 2007, and grown to 3,000 cases now.
Wow. So how did you grow it, and what steps did you take?
Well, we started out with 100 cases, and then the following year we did about 450, and after the first year, it became obvious that we needed to start selling wine also instead of just making it. So we started reaching out to local restaurants and the people that we know from around here, and then also through Facebook to all our friends, and then finally to Laura's fan base on Twitter and Facebook. Over the following probably year and a half or so, has grown the winery a lot also. And so, social media has helped us out a lot.
And of course, made the parents, your company made the parents on the Today Show, I saw too, and also on the ABC's The Chew. So how do you feel that your company's been on like some other networks too?
All of that's been great. I mean, a lot of it is, again, related to Laura's job on General Hospital and then us together as a winery. So it's been great cross-promotional sort of advertising for both her show, herself,
so it's been great. So let me ask you a question, Laura. With your character, of course, you know, being so feisty on the show, right? To say the least, right?
What was that? I'm sorry.
With your character, Carly, being so feisty on the show, right? Do you think your character needs to drink more Standing Sun wine?
I think everyone should drink Standing Sun wine on General Hospital, but... I don't want to calm Carly down at all. I love how on fire she is.
Yeah, and a lot of your co-workers or a lot of the cast mates, do they drink your wine too a lot?
Yes, Brad Richmond just came up and was at the winery for a while. Julie Berman, who plays Lulu. Kelly Sullivan, who plays Kate. Zane's been up a few times. He just made plans for them to come back up in July. Yeah, Steve Burton is a big fan of the wine. He plays Jason. Definitely. I have cases of wine in my dressing room. We sometimes wine taste in the afternoon.
Really?
So,
and Maurice Bernard, he comes to your house too and drinks your wine too?
Maurice Bernard?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone ordered him a couple of bottles of my wine and shipped it to him. So, yeah, he loves it.
Really? That's awesome. So you're really friends with the castmates off the screen too, huh? And did you always want to be an actress when you were younger? How did you get into acting? Because, of course, you started off a Guide in Light back in the day, of course, and now GH for so long. How did you get into acting?
Well, I started in 1991 on the show called Loving.
Oh, Loving.
In the City.
Yep.
So I've been doing this month is 21 years. Yeah. I auditioned on videotape with the entertainment station in D.C., Washington, D.C., and then I got the job and moved to New York City in one night, and that's what happened. I've been doing it consistently ever since.
And you're from where again?
Washington, D.C.
So do you miss Washington, D.C., and if so, what do you miss most about Washington, D.C. right now?
I mean, I was born in D.C. and raised in Maryland, right outside of the city, and I loved it. It was great. Great place to grow up. I lived in New York for 15 years. So
sure.
I miss the East Coast a lot, especially in the holidays.
Yep.
I don't really miss the cold weather, because I love California weather.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's great. I can't wait for the end of the summer. We're going to head up back to the Maryland, D.C. area for a few days, and we'll take the kids to see the monuments. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Are you following the election too? I mean, what do you think about like the Obama and Romney race? Because especially, of course, I'm headquartered in Boston.
I don't talk about politics.
Oh, you don't?
That's a slippery slope.
That's a good thing because you know. Now, of course, this is being a music show. Of course, what sort of music do you guys like to listen to? Of course. So when you're off duty from, you know, doing the wine business, of course, and off duty from General Hospital, you know, what do you both find watching on television these days? Do you watch a lot of, like, the comedies, or do you watch a lot of the reality television? What do you guys watch a lot?
My daughter and I watch A Criminal Mind.
Okay.
And we like the show Revenge, but as a family this year, we watched The Voice and Shark Tank.
Oh, okay. Oh, The Voice is good.
Storage Wars. We think Storage Wars is pretty fun.
Yep.
And Dual Survivor. That's a fun show.
Survivor, huh?
Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations and The Layover is probably up there as one of our favorites.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And of course, you work for Disney, of course. You know, owns ABC, so you must go to Disneyland a lot, huh?
Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. We haven't been to Disneyland in probably a year, but yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
It's, we've gone so much that my kids are, you know, a little jaded. But we do need a trip. We need to go back down there.
And how old are your children, by the way?
11 and 13. 13.
Okay, because I have an 11-year-old daughter, London, and she wants to actually ask a question, but she has London Radio, too, actually. And my son is 6. But let me ask you a question. Do you allow your kids to watch you on General Hospital?
Sometimes. It depends on what the storyline is. Sometimes it's not appropriate. Sometimes, like, when there's any kind of explosion, my son was on set when we had blown something up, or there was a shootout, and he got to watch it.
Yeah.
He likes to see it there and see the difference. For the most part, they don't really, they're not home at 3:00 in the afternoon, and it's just not a part of their daily schedule.
Sure. So right now it's like 3:18 over there in California, because we're taping this on a Monday. So you're not watching yourself today, right?
It airs
2:00,
it's
TiVo,
so I'll watch it. I worked with Roger Howard today.
Okay, awesome.
It's hot, so I can't wait. We worked really hard on these scenes to try and make them funny, so we'll see if we actually did that.
and also, too, John, how do you feel when you watch your wife kissing another guy on screen?
You get asked that all the time.
I get asked that all the time. I'm a selective viewer. So I'll watch what she wants me to watch.
And also to my daughters here, London, she has London Radio, of course. She's part of my show sometimes, of course, a lot of times. My daughter's 11, so she wants to ask a question. Her name is London.
John, okay. John and Laura, I was wondering, what is your favorite most time wine that you have taste of your own?
What's our favorite wine of our own?
Yeah. That you love the most.
It sort of depends on the time of day. I think we both really like our LeBlanc, which is a white wine. When it's nice and hot outside, and it's maybe the first glass of wine of the evening,
mm-hmm.
It's a really nice crisp white. But there's other times, if it's cold or if it's winter or something, or nighttime, we want a big Syrah.
Okay.
We have a GSM.
Then
we have a GSM that's a blend that's really nice for food, for dinner, so it sort of depends. The weather here is very cool at nighttime. So
right.
When you sit outside, there's no humidity. So when mm-hmm. the sun goes down, it can get to 50 degrees, 40 degrees at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's nice wine drinking weather.
Yes.
And of course, with the soap opera's going off the air, and General Hospital staying on the air, of course, which is a big thing. What do you think it's going to take for General Hospital to stay on the air for another 5 years or 10 years, maybe?
Gosh, I think General Hospital should stay on the air for 10 years. I think General Hospital should be moved to primetime television. I think they're writing a great story. I think the audience is extremely supportive. The network seems to be extremely supportive. I think we should just keep doing what we're doing. We're doing a great job. The producer and the writers are doing a great job. So I think we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
So you think it's going to make the transition. So you think maybe in 5 years or even in 2 years, it could go right head-to-head maybe against American Idol, maybe, right?
I absolutely do. I think that a primetime show, a pilot, that is introduced has 3 to 4 weeks to get momentum and to grab an audience. And, General Hospital already has a built-in audience. It already has a fan base.
Yep.
I think you'd be surprised at how successful it would be if it were put on primetime television.
Yeah, because, of course, a lot of famous people came from General Hospital, of course, too. I mean, you're actually the first, by the way, the soap opera actress on General Hospital that I've interviewed, actually. But I interviewed someone that was guest on General Hospital before. I interviewed Rosie and Bob before. And she guest out with Anthony Gary, of course. And, think about how many people started with General Hospital, John Stamos, Demi Moore. What does that go through your mind that all these famous people started on General Hospital and you're on the same soap that they started on?
Be excited to sit on the same stage that I'm on.
Is that? Well, yes, that too, because I think that you're one of the most interesting actresses on General Hospital. Anthony's so lucky to act with you, and Maurice is so lucky to act with you, because I have a lot of fans.
I feel that way about them. I really do. I think it's a gift to get to work with actors that are that really have that great a time and a tremendous, great story.
Yes. And do you think when General Hospital, after General Hospital, do you think you may even someday be in movies too, make that transition, or even comedy shows maybe, or maybe even be on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. It actually all depends on what opportunity is placed in front of me, and what's really it works for my family.
So
we have a great life here. And so it really all depends on what works for me and the kids and my husband.
So do you think a Dancing with the Stars actually would be on their show, just like, you know, Jack Wagner was on there? Do you think you would take the opportunity to do that?
I would love to be on Dancing with the Stars, but I do have to say that, you know, I would have to see where, you know, it would really not be good for it to be in the fall.
Really?
The fall's not good for us, because harvest is in the fall for the winery, and it's pretty crazy at the White House in the fall.
Also, too,
so, I
can see you. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just very busy in the fall. So if I were going to do Dancing with the Stars, winter, the spring season would be better for me.
Yes, and I could pitch you also, too, winning Apprentice, too. If Donald Trump ever asked you to be on his show, I could pitch you winning that, too, you know?
That's what my girlfriend keeps telling me. She's like, forget Dancing with the Stars. You need to go on The Apprentice.
You have to, because, you know, I've had Star Jones on my show, too, from The Apprentice, and many other people from The Apprentice on my show. So, but it's great pleasure to have you. And my daughter asked one more question to you guys, okay?
Laura, I was wondering, what is your favorite scene on...
General Hospital.
General Hospital, yeah.
Well, you know, any of the scenes, the emotional scenes are always very trying and difficult, but rewarding. But I do really love anything funny I get to do. I do love to try and be funny, and I got to do a lot of that with Ingo Rademacher when I worked with him. And,
oh, yes.
And I'm doing a lot of it now when I work with Roger Howard. So I do love trying. I love the funny stuff.
And Roger's the one that's... plays Todd, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, I do thank you, John and Laura, again. And of course, the website is Standing Sun...
StandingSunWines.com.
StandingSunWines.com. We're going to put a link up from the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Sounds great.
Well, thank you very much.
Hello, this is John Wright from Standing Sun Wines and...
Laura Wright from General Hospital.
We just want to thank Derek Shapiro and his show for hosting us today, and looking forward to talking to him again sometime soon.
Bye.
All right, John and Laura Wright, a long interview, of course, but I had to say thank you very much. John and Laura Wright, of course, Carly Corinthos Jax, she plays that character on GH. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Two Johns on the show the same day. Can you believe that?
Two Johns.
And you know what's funny, too? What connected to, she, you know, her uncle, who plays her uncle, is Anthony Geary. And Anthony Geary acted with John Stamos, acted with Demi Moore. So now we're connected to Ashton Kutcher. And, you know, you want to know something funny, something strange? You know, of course, Charlie Sheen left 2 and a Half Men, right? You know, and, of course, Ashton Kutcher's on. Ashton Kutcher's getting divorced from Demi Moore, I guess, right? But... Demi Moore used to date Charlie Sheen's brother, Emilio Estevez. Could be that.
Wow. Interesting fact.
Yes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. Young Kai, Rola, J.R. Rhythm, The Cancer Walk, and of course...
have you seen the new Spider-Man?
I haven't seen the new Spider-Man. Martin Sheen, right?
I don't know what his name is.
I think it's Martin Sheen.
But he plays Don.
Really plays the uncle in Spider-Man. All right. By the way, I might be in the new movie, of course, which is with Ben Stiller. They changed it from Neighborhood Watch because the guy that got killed in Florida to The Watch. So it's all advertisements on billboards in Boston and in Atlanta with Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn. I did it in Smyrna. Remember I did it in Smyrna?
Yeah.
And, of course, I just did some work. I just told John about this on the phone yesterday. Some work with the Grown Ups 2. Marblehead, Massachusetts. So that's going to be out next summer. Hope I'll be seen with Adam Sandler for that one, you know. But hopefully, they don't cut out my scene like they did in Think Like a Man, you know what I'm saying? So, doing a lot of work in the movies, you know. Is that cool? Well, we'll end with the last song for the number one song for the month of June, which is Broken Hearted. Of course, episode 75 is Raps now. Thank you very much. Here in Atlanta, John. It's Broken Hearted. Blues on the Derek Shapiro Show.
That's right, cheerio.